RadioMD.com. Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Listen up. These are interesting statistics. Women usually experience the menopause between the ages of 45 and 58, with 52 as the average age. Since women make up 45% of the over 50s in the workforce, and 75% of women experience menopause symptoms, it's not surprising that the menopause can have a significant effect on a woman's working life. We have with us Heidi Houston, and she is the executive producer of Hot Flash Havoc, a film of menopausal proportions, which is going to be launching on the public broadcasting system nationally. Let's talk about this whole issue of menopause and how it affects the workplace, Heidi, because it's a big issue.
Thank you so much, Pam. We're so happy to be here, and we're happy to be bringing this to PBS. So, you know, watch for it on PBS. But let's just talk about the most important thing. Let's just kind of open this up with women and untreated menopausal symptoms. And those symptoms can be hot flashes, headaches, mood swings, raging, sadness, depression, sleeplessness, a lot of things that affect a woman anyway. Now, put all that and put it in the workplace. One of the things we're trying to do is we're trying to empower women to jump on board and get this fixed ahead of time. A recent study of 500,000 women working in Fortune 500 companies for 1 year, half of whom had hot flashes and half who did not have the symptoms. They did a study covering them to see what were the costs for the women with untreated hot flashes. There was an extra $340 million in additional health care costs and $27.7 million in lost work. And that meant a $1.5 million extra medical visits for those women. So what does this say to us? This says to us that as women, we're going to be in that workplace, and right when we are feeling our strongest, have the most wisdom, really know what we're doing, good old Mother Nature comes along and wants to try to knock us for a loop. But we have choices. We have choices to make sure that we understand what our changes are. Go to the doctor. Go to your OBGYN. When you start having any kind of symptoms, and you can go on hotflashhavoc.com and look up on the page of all the different symptoms. But if they're affecting your life, you need to go see your physician and have them help you come up with a solution that will stop some of the effects of menopause and help you stay strong and working in that place. Because maybe we're not going to stop working now at 65. We may be working till we're 75.
A lot of women are actually very much enjoying that. It gives them, you know, tremendous satisfaction, meaning in life. Many of them have a great passion for the wonderful work they're doing. So, you know, just because they're menopausal and postmenopausal certainly doesn't mean that they have to, you know, cash it all in. The numbers that you quoted were really striking. And I don't know that many women out there really thoroughly understand that when they're walking around miserable, that there are options. Another thing that I would like to support is that when a woman goes to, you know, whatever physician or medical care provider, and they don't seem to really want to listen, or they're blowing them off, you know something? Go get someone else. Because you need to be your own best advocate. You need to try to find someone who's going to spend the time to individualize and customize whatever kind of template you need to be able to follow, to bring yourself back into balance again. Otherwise, look what's going to happen. It's just endless doctor's visits, spinning wheels, and getting nowhere fast. And most importantly, it impacts upon the quality of your personal and professional life. So you
right.
do have options, right, Heidi?
Right. And so many women may be seeing an OBGYN that's still delivering babies, but yet they're in their 40s. Maybe it's time to switch to a doctor that specializes in women from 45 and onward so that they really get the best information and the best people that are most educated on women and aging. What most women don't realize is that we were really kind of meant to only outlive menopause by about 15 years. However, with the all the strides and the medical community stuff, we're going to live to the average age of 83. That now means many of us will live to be 100. And if we don't take care of what menopause causes in our body to kind of, I'm not going to call it destruct, but kind of, you know, eat away at your body on the inside, if we're not taking care of those things as we age, many of us will end up in nursing homes. So it's better that we start looking at this now, going to the right doctors, correcting situations, especially low estrogens, which really affect 400 functions in our body. But that can make a big difference to that woman in the workplace and at home.
Oh, there's absolutely no question about that. And you're bringing up the lifespan makes me bring up the health span, because they're different. Lifespan is simply a bunch of years. Health span are the number of years you live vibrantly. That means you're up, you're rocking, and you're in people's faces, and you've got wit and wisdom, and you're just living life optimally relative to your age. So that's why it'd be really cool if you can match up your health span with your lifespan much better.
And also, you know, for all these women who are listening, you need to know that Pam Peake also participated in a DVD series that will be only available on PBS called Menopause Talks. And she talks a lot about this lifespan and living vibrantly and taking care of yourself. And her DVD on there is really special, so don't miss that. If you're looking at PBS and you watch Hot Flash Havoc, you'll see they'll make some offers on some different things from the movie, the full-length movie of Hot Flash Havoc, a couple of books, and this five-part DVD series called Menopause Talks.
I remember shooting that DVD. That was so much fun, and really updating so much of the new science and the neat, engaging options that women have to be able to make the right lifestyle choices. I want to make sure everyone knows we're talking to Heidi Houston, and Heidi is the executive producer of Hot Flash Havoc. You go to her website, hotflashhavoc.com, learn all about not just the movie, which is narrated by Goldie Hawn, but also about the experts and the topics covered and the symptoms of perimenopause, menopause. Learn so much about the fact that you don't have to be sitting there and miserable. When you go to PBS, please make sure that you log on and get that Hot Flash Havoc date and time and watch it, because this is a fabulous film. Heidi, I know that you've worked tirelessly for a long time to get this thing up for national viewing, and I'm thrilled to know that your good friend Goldie Hawn is narrating, and really the entire film is just so much fun, entertaining and engaging, and all of the experts had such a fabulous time, and I had a wonderful time being on the film. So thanks for the opportunity to message this, Heidi, because we really needed to hear it. So again, I'm talking to Heidi Houston. The website is hotflashhavoc.com. Please, 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 whatever you do, run on over there. You got a last moment, you know, word of wisdom out there, Heidi?
Oh, I just want all of you women, tell your friends, if you don't see it on your PBS station, call your PBS station, tell them you want to see Hot Flash Havoc. We are trying to educate 100 million women, and so we're hoping to get to them all.
We will, and we know we will. Yay, Heidi. Okay, hotflashhavoc.com. You know where to go out there in her radio land. I'm Dr. Pam Peake. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. If you got a question, please email us at askher@radiomd.com. And whatever you do, like I said, run on over there to hotflashhavoc.com. And while you're at it, stay well.